Welcome to Red Meat, the conservative news update you need from Odyssey stations across the country. This is the place where we're not afraid to dig in. It's also a place where we're not afraid to call it like it is, even when it doesn't fit the narrative. When Rob Reiner was murdered, allegedly by his son, Donald Trump wrote that the iconic director was killed by Trump derangement syndrome. Many criticized the post, including right-wing pundits, including MAGA, including those who reacted with rage about celebrations of Charlie Kirk's death by some on the left. Here's Annie Fry.
We're going to speak with Joe Concha now. Let's see. Fox News contributor, author of The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, Christmas Gift, Go Get It Right Now, also writer for The Washington Examiner. Joe, thank you for being with us this afternoon. It's good to have you back.
An absolute pleasure, Annie. What are we talking about today?
Well, I want to start with, there's not a ton of political news that was hitting this weekend, but there's been an incredible amount of tragedy across the globe.
Yeah.
I wanted to start with, we were just discussing Rob and Michelle Reiner's deaths. Incredibly tragic. They've arrested the son of this couple that has now been found murdered in their home, stabbed to death. Your thoughts on Rob Reiner, and then I'm going to ask you about President Trump's response to it.
Okay, well, you know, let's separate the talent from the person. Rob Reiner did some of the most iconic movies you could possibly imagine, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men. So we cannot deny that he was a talented director and writer. As a person in the Trump era, on places like X, on a daily basis, multiple times a day, he said some pretty vicious, personal, incorrect things about Donald Trump that obviously showed that he was somebody who was consumed with hate over the president. And, you know, it's so you look at Rob Reiner and you think, obviously, he also played Meathead on All in the Family, right? And he also was in some movies like The Wolf of Wall Street, where he played Leonardo DiCaprio's dad. But at the same time, you know, it's hard to separate the two when every day he just said the most unhinged things, like Keith Olbermann, like without hair kind of thing, you know. So here's the thing. Like, he died in a horrific way, you know, being stabbed to death by your own son. And then his wife is murdered that way as well. It's horrible. I just think in the end, either you say something, you don't say, if you're the president, we just want to pivot to that.
Yeah.
If you're President Trump, you either don't say anything because obviously the guy hated you and you noticed that he hated you. I just don't think you say anything in this situation if you just want to avoid giving your, you know, political enemies and even some of your supporters something to talk about other than this horrific death. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a ton of sense. Part of the statement that Trump put on his Truth Social, Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding and incurable affliction with a mind crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome. I just don't understand why Donald Trump's. He's made this about himself. I know, you know, I'm a supporter of Trump, so I was happy to vote for him. You've written a book about the greatest comeback ever, which is Trump's comeback. I don't think there's anything wrong with coming out and criticizing this move of President Trump. But like, this is a big, a huge whiff on the president's part to try to insert himself and really kind of trump the story of maybe one of the most tragic ways somebody can pass away.
Yeah, and if you look at my Twitter feed, and I stopped looking at the reactions, where all I said was, Trump's tweet is below it, or his truth is below my what I wrote, and I just said completely inappropriate, because it is. You don't know. This kid, apparently, Nick Reiner, was mentally ill, right? You don't know that, he was a Trump supporter, therefore he killed his dad because he wasn't. Like that. Obviously, you don't make it about yourself, to your point. And I have all these people, you know, the same people who supported Marjorie Taylor Greene when she said Jewish space lasers were creating, you know, a highway for Gavin Newsom or can control the weather and was steering hurricanes to Florida. The same people that probably criticized me for criticizing that are now going after me saying I'm actually a closet liberal and Fox controls what I think and say. So, no, maybe I just saw something and said, hey, I agree with the guy's policies, but this is an unfortunate.
Here's a take from the Dave Glover Show.
Repeat this, because I just think it's so absolutely vomit-inducing, disgusting that a human, much less the leader of the free world, could behave like this. But Rob Reiner, his son has been arrested, being held with no bond because they believe that he literally cut the throats of his mom and dad, Rob Reiner and his wife. And within minutes of it hitting the news, Donald Trump sent out the following. And I'll say again that I didn't even ask Andrew if this was real because I knew it had to be AI, but it's not. A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented director and movie star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle. Reportedly, due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, while his obvious paranoia reached new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all of its goals and expectations with greatness. I would ask you what sort of syndrome you have, if you're okay with this. Can you guys think of anything worse than looking up and seeing your child with a knife stabbing you? No. It's horrific. It's in a new category of horrific, having your child murder you and your spouse. It should be treated with nothing but respect and deference. From all accounts, Rob Reiner was a great guy. Lots of people from MAGA, James Woods, and a lot of people like that are just effusive with their praise of him, how smart he was, how open-minded he was to having discussions about politics. He deserves so much better than that.
Newell Normand is a Republican. He's the former sheriff of Jefferson Parish, who made his name with calm and steady leadership during Katrina. And his fiery take on Trump's reaction to Rob Reiner's death was fiery, to say the least. Hear it.
And we have consistently heard about, you know, the inner circle of the Biden administration not being honest with the public about the capacity or lack thereof to handle the obligations and representation of the office of the presidency. I mean, so much so we've heard about this ad nauseum, right, by both the president and the folks of his inner circles, of his inner circle. But if Republicans, and more particularly the inner circle of the Trump administration, do not call out, in my view, the immature, insensitive, indefensible, and lack of character, coupled with the lack of emotional intelligence exhibited by President Trump's reaction and statement to the tragic deaths of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, I don't ever want to hear them talking about the Biden inner circle again. This Republican is done. I'm not going to read the president's comments because I'm going to tell you, quite frankly, they're not worthy of it, worthy of being repeated. They're ignorant, they're self-consumed, and they exhibit a complete lack of class, and it is obvious to me that money cannot buy class. Blatantly obvious. Meanwhile, we'll wait to hear from Republicans, many of whom I know, who would not in their wildest dream think of responding in a way even close to the classless way that the President of the United States did. I call out those friends. I call out those Republicans. You have an obligation to all citizens, but mostly Republicans, to speak up and demand an apology on behalf of this country. Because what he said is an embarrassment. And more importantly, the Reiner family. And maybe somebody, just somebody, I don't know, Susan Wiles, somebody inside of this inner circle should say, hey, fool, they were murdered. Do you not understand the context? How difficult is it to understand the context? It doesn't matter that he didn't like you and you didn't like him. I've served in public life. Those things happen. Pull your big boy pants on. You're acting like a spoiled, rotten, brat child. Get over it, Mr. President. You are not setting an example for this country. How hard is it to say that you and Melania's thoughts and prayers go out to the Reiner family? Or how hard is it to say nothing? Nothing. Zero. If you can't dig down just a little bit and show some sympathy. It shouldn't be that hard. We have people that are on both sides of almost every issue that comes up in this country. Some are a little bit more aggressive than others as it relates to their stand on those issues. You, Mr. President, should know that better than anyone, because you are as aggressive as anybody in this country in defense and support of what you believe. But you, for some reason, expect that others should not be able to engage in that same type of support of their beliefs. Obviously, you believe you're the center of the universe. You're not. You're not the center of any universe, nor will you ever be the center of any universe. And maybe that's an admission that you should make today. It would go a long way. Because the true tragedy as it relates to you is that some of what you propose makes a hell of a lot of sense, in my humble opinion. But the manner of the delivery, the manner of the execution, the manner of the approach in dealing with these policy initiatives has completely and totally run amok. People are entitled to their opinion. They're entitled to speak out their opinion without having to be subjected to all kinds of personal verbal assaults made by you. In this particular case, for me anyway, I have had enough. At the risk of sounding just horrible here, the bodies were not cold, and you're making these comments. Grow up. But I hope and I pray that my fellow Republicans, Senator Cassidy, Senator Kennedy, maybe it's time y'all stand up and say something. John, maybe there's a little quip that you can provide as some advice to this individual who's completely and totally gone off the rails. This would be a good opportunity to do so. And to the remaining Republican members in the House, maybe, Mr. Speaker and others, somebody should stand up and say something. Send a message that Republicans, anybody in my view that's got the half a lick of common sense, is embarrassed by the shenanigans of what he said relative to their deaths. I was no fan of Mr. Reiner's politically, but it doesn't matter. I don't wish a death on anyone. And my heart goes out to anyone. Why is that so hard? If you can't take the heat, then get out of the goddamn kitchen. Move on. Because if we have another more 3 years of you making reckless comments like this in the event of a U.S. citizen, of a person living in this country, of a patriot that may exhibit it in a different way than you or I or others in this country's murdered, and we cannot understand the context of that, we do not deserve to be the president. Not today, not ever. If this is where you want this country to go, then there is something fundamentally flawed. This isn't about winning midterms. This isn't about winning general elections. This is just about being a decent person, of exhibiting and leading by example, of being, of having some decency. And if you can't find it in the case of murder, then I suspect you don't have it, the capability or the ability to do it ever. This should be a moment where the Republican Party is embarrassed, is completely and totally embarrassed. We can't just stand up and say things, nice things about victims when it works to our political benefit. That's not being real. And when are we as Republicans going to stand up and take the phone away from the president? And when are we going to stand up and tell him to cut the it out, that he's not going to get a pass every time he opens his mouth and says something stupid? Yesterday, I said we may have the most ignorant mayor in the country right here in the city of New Orleans. Yesterday afternoon and last evening, I began to think that we may have the most ignorant world leader, because we're not able to handle the low-hanging fruit, no matter if that person is a political ally, political opponent, or otherwise. It doesn't matter. It is all about humanity. And I guess I ought to just end it right there, because I'm about to lose my religion. But we'll see. We'll see the fortitude of those that are so willing to jump to the mic on so many other occasions, but not willing to stare this individual down and tell him, you're wrong. Apologize.
With that out of the way, let's turn to Tara Servatius at WYRD Radio with other news of the world.
The reason that James Comey's getting away with this is because Trump couldn't appoint federal prosecutors. They got blue slipped, right? So he's got to do these 90-day appointments. He appoints Alina Haba, right? Well, what happens? Comey's attorneys come right and say, she's not legitimate. It's a 90-day appointment. Well, why couldn't he appoint an attorney? Well, that's because of stupid Grassley and Thune allowing Democrats to blue slip all the Republicans. Trump says it's so outrageous that Democrats have come to Trump and said, hey, listen, if you want to appoint Democrat judges and prosecutors, we'll vote for them. We won't blue slip them, but no Republicans are going through. And Grassley says, oh, it's a time-honored tradition. 100 years, we can't get rid of precedent. Well, we can if the Democrats violate it.
Well, that's it.
Anyway, I wanted you to hear from Donald Trump real quick what the problem is. So I want you to understand, don't get mad at Trump over Comey. Don't get mad and say, where are the deep state prosecutions? This is why we can't get them. It's Grassley and Thune. And these are George Bush era traitors.
You've got a blue slip thing that's horrible. It's a horrible thing. It makes it impossible to appoint a judge or a U.S. attorney. And it's a shame. And the Republicans should be ashamed of themselves that they allow this to go on. Because I can't appoint a U.S. attorney that's not a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Because they put a block on it. So if you appoint in Virginia or in New Jersey or in California a U.S. attorney or a judge, I mean, the judge situation is ridiculous. The only people that you can get by are Democrats, because they will put a hold on it. If I put up George Washington and Abraham Lincoln to be U.S. attorney in New Jersey or to be U.S. attorney in Virginia, we have Democrat senators. They will not approve them. And this is a gentleman's agreement that's lasted for too long. It means you can't appoint a Republican U.S. attorney. And we don't play the same game with them, but they do. And I hope that somebody speaks to Senator Grassley about doing something about the blue slip.
So don't blame Trump. Blame Bush era, Bush funded Republicans. When I say Bush, it's not Bush personally. It's that donor base. They are evil, evil with a capital E. And they are right now protecting James Comey. This is what you're getting, folks. You think it's bad now? What? Let Trump go another 3 years with no more Republican prosecutors. We don't have enough people to prosecute people, and no more Republican judges. You let that happen, you're going to see lawlessness like you've never seen. You've got judges right here going, oh, Comey's deep state. Yeah, go ahead and destroy the evidence. I order it. And there's no one above that judge to appeal to.
because the Republican leadership in the Senate wouldn't allow them to be appointed. But yeah, go ahead, blame Trump because the deep state's not being prosecuted. Let Grassley and Thune like laugh their way into the sunset. Rob Reiner's son was a lunatic. Now finding out it wasn't just knife wounds that killed the couple, famous director and his wife, and their Brentwood home. They had their throats slashed. Both of them. Folks, that is a very deliberate act. You can be crazy, lose your mind, you go kind of crazy stabby, blah, 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 random. No, you slit both your parents' throats. That's incredibly deliberate. And by deliberate, I mean, obviously, if you're stabbing them to death, that's bad. But stabbing is something you can do in a blind rage. You can do it in psychosis. It's very deliberate act. Folks, you know the strength it takes to do that? That's a person wanting to make sure his victims are dead. They also had other stab wounds. The fact that he did it to both of them, so it's not just a random swipe that happened to land in the right part of their neck. This is like when you kill a farm animal. You want to make sure it's dead. I mean, I hate to be graphic, but that's what he did. That's what makes it so shocking. This is Hollywood. This is Glitter Town. This is supposed to be perfect. It would be shocking if it happened to some random family you've never heard of here in Greenville. Oh my gosh, we'd be consumed with it. But it's the Reiner family. And then you go back and read, can you imagine their daughter, Romy, found the parents, flat out told them, the police, that you need to look at my brother. He's dangerous. And I told you yesterday it was going to be family member. I think People was the only one reporting it yesterday morning. I told you even during the show before it broke nationally, the arrest, I told you it's going to be the son. I told you, and the way I knew is it's been covered crime for so long. Normally, there's a massive manhunt. And I said that yesterday. I said, they got their guy. They already know who did it. I said, because normally there is a massive frantic manhunt when there is a crime this violent. It's a family member. It's People's probably got the right one, and I was right. And again, they were hours ahead of everyone. And it's not surprising they were. I mean, they're a tabloid. They cover LA. They cover Hollywood. They're going to have the best sources. But this guy, have you looked at the photos of him? It's like any photo they shoot up. Can you look at his face? Can you see the evil? Oh, you can see it. It's right there on his face. It's right stamped on his face. He's an evil guy. There's a story of him. I mean, so many stories are coming back. And he's told them all over the years on podcasts. He's 14. He says he tricked his parents into giving him $200 because someone he'd met in rehab, by the way, he'd already been in drug rehab by 14. Can you imagine? Someone he'd met in rehab had figured out you could buy a hooker on Craigslist and he wanted to try it. So he did. Got his parents to give him $200. He said he tricked him. He didn't know what it was for. And I had her to the house. That's why how he lost his virginity, he says. What the heck? This is not how a normal 14-year-old acts. Interesting story from the yoga teacher. You know, they had their own private yoga, I guess, instructor. The two of them, Rob and his wife, loved to do yoga together for exercise. And she was saying back, you know, when she was doing this, he was still a kid. She said, we couldn't even get through a session, any session, without some interruption from him. He was incredibly violent, and he had a very high level of energy. So managing him, she said, was even back then an hour-to-hour thing for these people. And now we're hearing they were at Conan, you know, the comedian. Yeah, Conan O'Brien's Christmas party. And very big argument at the Christmas party. People said he was acting crazy. You know what that tells me? And it was both of them, Rob Reiner and Michelle. They didn't even want to leave this kid alone, but they wanted to, kid, he's 32. But they wanted to go to the Christmas party, so they had to take him. Why? You can't leave him alone. That's why. TMZ reporting that after the very public, very loud argument between Rob Reiner and his son, which a lot of people heard, Rob and Michelle left the party, but is over. They were saying that he overall was acting pretty creepy at the party. Walking around and asking people if they were famous, creeping them out. It sounds like this was just the end of the line for this guy. He's just done. Anyway, Rob and Michelle left the party after that. What's interesting is that yoga instructor, the one who said, yeah, I mean, we couldn't even get through a session without the kid interrupting some way or others calling and saying he was out of control. What's so interesting about that? They figured, well, they're going to try something to exhaust him. So she said, I'll put a program together for him, see if I could wear him out. And she ended up writing a whole book about it. Him, this kid, who ends up being Nick Reiner. You know what else is interesting too? About this guy? There's a article out right now about him staying, this is 2018, and he was in a podcast. He was giving a podcast interview, and he says, I was staying at my parents' guest house. I trashed the guest house when I was staying there. And he claims he doesn't remember it. He said something just took me over and I was really violent. I woke up and the place was completely destroyed. And that's him in 2018. Okay. So that's not him now. I don't know what overcame me. I blocked out and woke up and saw this incredible amount of violence that I had perpetrated. He was mad, by the way, because the parents wanted him to go back in rehab. And that's how he acts when he gets mad, apparently. Weird, right? So this guy, folks, this guy is just, he's a powder keg. So you know what he is? Evil. He's evil. Everybody's looking for an explanation. Let me explain it to you. He's just really evil. One of the best books I've ever read, one of those ones that changes your life, is Scott Peck's People of Lie. Scott Peck is a psychologist. And he argued that evil should be in the psychological diagnostic manual. And in his book, he talked about people who are psychopaths and sociopaths and all of their traits. And they're very similar to evil people, but he said they're not the same. And that until psychology was willing to diagnose evil, they were never going to get to the core of the problem. I had a great text earlier from a listener who said, yeah, but that would mean having to mean admitting the existence potentially of a God. They're not willing to do that. Anyway, he tried to convince his field, that was the whole purpose of the book, People of the Lie, that evil is real and is diagnosable. That it's very standardized, much as mental illnesses are very standardized and have very specific symptom lists. One of the most fascinating books I've ever read. And then you start seeing evil everywhere. But the really cool thing about the book, The People of the Lie, and you get this guy's evil. I mean, he's a textbook. Well, would be textbook if they'd put it in the diagnostic manual. But the really cool thing about reading People to Lie is that to define the symptoms of evil, he had to define the symptoms of good too. And I see good in places I didn't realize were good. It'll change your world to read that book. It's it challenged a lot of the preconceptions. But afterward, you just have peace. You're like, yeah, well, I don't understand why it happened. Evil, born that way. Yeah. Couldn't overcome it. And Rob Reiner's son was born evil. None of them could overcome it.
Thank you for listening to Red Meat, a collection of conservative audio from Odyssey's talk stations across the country. This is the place where we're not afraid to dig in, listen wherever you get podcasts, and smash that subscribe button.